Text numéro 69. Price of a pint is forcing closure of pubs. Pubs are closing down at an alarming rate because a pint at the bar is becoming an unaffordable luxury, according to a survey by the Campaign for Real Ale. Figures released by Camera show that about 21 British pubs each week are calling last orders for good, as thirsty customers balk at the price of a pint. A survey commissioned by the Ale Enthusiasts Group found that 82% of Britons thought the rate of closures was due to beer in the supermarkets, bought to drink at home, being significantly cheaper than drinks in the pubs. Almost 78% partly blamed wholesale beer prices and high rents that property companies charge pub landlords who rent premises from them. A further 69% of the 2,000 people questioned for Camera blamed a dwindling number of pubs in Britain on taxes such as beer duty, VAT and business rates. While the rate of pub closures has slowed down from 27 to 21 a week since Camera's last update in February, its chairman, Colin Valentine, said the number was still alarming and unacceptably high. Camera, which has 180,000 members, has campaigned to reduce taxes such as the beer duty escalator and has enjoyed some success in securing a fairer deal for publicans from the property companies who own the pubs. But Valentine said that despite the best efforts of all campaigners, the cost of beer was still scaring off would-be pubgoers. A pint in a local is becoming an unaffordable luxury, driving people away from the safe and social environment of the pub and encouraging them instead to drink cheap alcohol in their homes, he said. We'd urge the government to continue to work to address what people see as the key issues threatening pubs. Valentine issued a rallying cry to beer drinkers not to be dissuaded by high prices, urging them to support their local pubs as much as possible by signing up to campaigns that aim to save those establishments that were under threat. Supermarkets have boosted their revenues by luring shoppers with bulk buy offers for beer, wine and spirits. The decline of pubs has been accompanied by a growth in the number of microbreweries making more upmarket bottled and canned beers available in off-licences. Some of the breweries have opened up their tap rooms to walk-in customers. The demand for prime property has exacerbated the effect as companies have purchased or redeveloped pub premises to turn into lucrative housing projects. The Great British Beer Festival is devoting two bars just to cider and perry, saying that demand for both national drinks continues to grow within the beer festival community, but only real cider, not mass-market bottled options. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2016.